A month ago, 17 people died in a mass school shooting in Florida. To remember those who died, students nationwide are walking out in less than an hour. It will last for 17 minutes. Lauren Bingston helps organize the march at Pope High School in Cobb County. Lauren, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
And your dad, Mike, is here with us. Mike, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, Lauren, let me start with you. Why are you doing this? And beyond why are you doing this, you know, it's an extra step to help organize this march at your high school today. And why did you take that additional step?
Well, personally, I think that it can't just start with a walkout. You know, there has to be more than one action, because one action isn't going to do anything. It needs to be a movement. And so the walkout's the first step. March is going to continue it, and we'll see what goes from there. But we hope to continue this movement and actually provide real change.
So we're less than an hour from the walkout at your high school. How are you feeling about things?
I'm really excited. You know, we have some uncertainty with our punishment. Might be harsher than other schools, but I hope that we'll all take it in stride, and I'm really excited. I'm really excited to be a part of a national movement where we get to affect the world like this.
Hey, Lauren, did you consult with the school, with the administration, with the faculty at your school about your plans, what you were thinking, and the approach and the thinking behind the walkout? And I'm wondering what kind of feedback you got from the faculty at your school.
Yes, we have. We've definitely tried to approach. Overall, we've noticed some poor communication between our school board and our Pope administration and those participating, specifically in regards to possible punishment, which is what most students are concerned about. Overall, they've helped provide us with some security. So we have, like, officers there making sure that everything stays safe, you know, that everybody's, like, well-controlled. But there has been some communication in regards to that, but overall, in regards to punishment, not so much.
Okay, so Lauren, you've mentioned the word punishment by my count three times. So tell me, what are your concerns in that area?
Well, they haven't exactly given us a ton of feedback. They have told us that it is up to each school's administration and that it will be in line with each school's policy. So for Pope, skipping or class disruption, whichever they classify it as, could mean possible ISS. Now at Walton, another school in our county, that could mean detention. So it's kind of concerning that in a movement such as this, the board didn't come together and try to find a blanket punishment for everybody, because they were in so many meetings,
right,
and it was hard to get a hold of our principal initially.
And Lauren, what is ISS? What does that mean?
In-school suspension.
In-school suspension.
So it doesn't make much sense, because they don't want us to walk out of class because we're missing class, and yet they'll take us out of class.
Hmm. Mike, what are your thoughts? Again, less than an hour from the walkout.
Yeah, I think, first of all, Tony, what's impressed me most about these students is, as you mentioned up top, the initiative, and more than that, the follow-through. I think, as any parent of a teenager will tell you, interests are often wide-ranging and fleeting.
Yes,
and so
yes.
I knew something was different about this when I saw my own daughter over winter break taking time out of her vacation to start to organize, to start to bring together a coalition of students and begin the conversation about how do they want to respond to Marjory Stoneman Douglas. What are their goals for the walkout? Where do they take it from there? And over the period of a one-week winter vacation, they had already organized, were ready to go, and ready to meet with the administration on Monday morning. Now, the administration wasn't ready to meet, but the students were there, and they knew what they wanted. They knew what they were looking for.
So, Mike, have you influenced your daughter in this move here? Have you? Because part of the criticism of this is that it's young people being politicized and being manipulated. So, look, you're a father, you're here, your daughter's on the line with us, so the question seems like a fair one to you. I mean, how do you respond to that criticism that it's being politicized and that perhaps maybe you influenced your daughter to take this step today?
Sure. Well, I think that I would hope that I'm an influence just in terms of my actions and the way that I view the world and the actions I take as a result of my values, right? And that's the extent of it. Again, as almost any parent of a teenager will tell you, when it comes to motivating, when it comes to getting someone to do anything, get off the couch and become active, it's nearly impossible unless there's kind of the spark in their own heart, right? The motivation that they bring to the table. So frankly, I just think it's not believable that individual parents or that outside actors could come and influence thousands and thousands of students across the country in this way. It's something that's within them.
Yeah. Lauren, how did you organize this? I don't know if there's some, look, you're not using cell phones in the way or telephones in the way that your father and I have used them over the years. So how was this organized? Was it online? Was it social media?
Primarily through group chats, actually. So once we got a hold of everybody and made sure that everybody was on board, it was a lot of making different group chats between different participants. We have our own Cobb County group chat between all the schools there. And then Janelle Green, the executive director of the Georgia Alliance for Social Justice, she has an organized group chat with a bunch of schools in the Georgia as a whole.
Yeah.
So it was great figuring out different ideas of what we could do between different schools and figuring out exactly what our goal was at each school.
Good. That's a perfect segue. What's the goal here? What's the message? What's the takeaway, Lauren?
Personally, I believe that students should have the most say for our safety being compromised everywhere, and everybody at Pope is walking out for a change. Whether you think it's the school atmosphere that needs to be looked at, or gun reform, or mental health reform, we all agree that something needs to be done, and that it needs to be done now.
And Mike, takeaway for you, how proud are you, and are you concerned about safety?
Well, I am concerned about safety, and that's obviously the reason for this walkout is I have two other children younger than Lauren at home. I don't want them to continue to be concerned about safety. You know, how many years have we talked about this? How many generations have come and gone? And I think our generation has really a very simple choice here. Either we come alongside our children who are demanding this change and asking for it, or we either get outvoted or frankly outlived, but the change is happening just because it's within their hearts, and this is something they believe very strongly about.
Lauren and Mike Binkson, thank you for your time. And Mike, thanks for coming in. Lauren, keep us posted on the events of today, would you please?
Yes, will do.
All right, thank you, and we'll be following you.